The weekend's cultural highlights in the region include several chamber concerts, 19th century political cartoons, 20th century music, 21st century music, a bluegrass festival, a solo piano virtuoso, a Pulitzer Prize winner, and a whole lot more. Oud and violin virtuoso and composer Simon Shaheen will be featured in From Cairo to Andalusia, a program of traditional Egyptian and Syrian music, plus improvisations and original compositions in the Music and More series at the historic Meeting House in New Marlborough, Mass, on Saturday at 4:30 p.m. Shaheen will be joined by a percussionist and a kanun player, kanun being a type of hammered dulcimer. There will be a pre-concert lecture at 3:30 p.m. In Presidents, Politics, and the Pen, The Influential Art of Thomas Nast, opening Saturday with a program at 5:30, Norman Rockwell Museum in Stockbridge, Mass, takes a look back at the 19th century to examine the impact that one of the nation's greatest image makers had over the politics of his time. The exhibition will remain on view through Sunday, December 4th. Award-winning political cartoonist and historian Stephen Brodner will provide a lively look at Nast's career as part of the opening festivities on Saturday at around 6:30 p.m. Elizabeth Colbert, the Pulitzer Prize-winning author of The Sixth Extinction, and David Simon, the Baltimore-based journalist and author who created the critically acclaimed HBO drama The Wire, will be speaking at Williams College on Monday at 8 p.m. and on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., respectively. Colbert's book is one of the most important pieces of writing on the drastic and negative effects of climate change on our planet. Simon's TV program, The Wire, was a great American novel in the form of a TV drama. Both talks take place on the main stage of the college's 62 Center. Innovative banjoist Tony Trischka, the Foghorn String Band, Danny Paisley and Southern Grass, Bruce Molsky with Molsky's Mountain Drifters, and 6 Feet Under star Lauren Ambrose headline the second annual Old Tone Roots Music Festival at Cool Whisper Farm in North Hillsdale, New York, today through Sunday. Other performers include fast-rising New Orleans brass and banjo band Tuba Skinny, two-man gentleman band Bradley Folk and Bluegrass Playboys, Jesse Lege and Bayou Brew, the Raya Brass Band, Bash Bish Bluegrass Band, say that three times fast, and Easy Ridin' Papas. Clarion Concerts features works by Beethoven, Brahms, Schoenfeld, and a world premiere by composer Tanya Koh in the first of its Leaf Peeper concert series this fall at Hawthorne Valley Waldorf School in Ghent, New York, on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. The concert, Autumn Echoes, opens with Beethoven's clarinet trio in B-flat and ends with Brahms's piano trio in B major. Those are two excellent keys. In between these two 19th century classics are two modern works, Paul Schoenfeld's eclectic global-oriented cafe music and the world premiere of the Clarion-commissioned Elegy for Cello and Piano by young composer Tanya Koh. The Chatham Camerata, a new collective of professional musicians based in Chatham, New York, will present an evening of Gustav Mahler's Das Lied von der Erde, the Song of the Earth, at St. James Church on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Pianist Jeremy Denk will take listeners on a 7,000-year journey through Western music in a solo concert including works by Bach, Schubert, Liget, and the Beatles in the Fisher Center of the Performing Arts at Bard College in Annandale on Hudson, New York, on Sunday at 3. And finally, Americana music scion Justin Townes Earl, the son of Steve Earl, will bring his country-inflected brand of folk rock to Club Helsinki Hudson tonight at 9 p.m. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.